You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio, in association with eMiami, is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by John Layton, who is the managing partner of Layton Law PA, based in Miami, Florida, specializing in personal injury cases. John, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's good to be here.
So tell me about your practice and the law that you specialize in.
Well, I handle cases where somebody's had the worst thing that's ever happened to them or a relative, and unfortunately, I see people at the worst times in their lives. Usually, they've been seriously injured, or they've lost a loved one because of an accident or a violent crime. And I represent those folks or their families and handle the litigation, whether it's a professional malpractice like medical malpractice, legal malpractice, a trucking, a product liability, a defective product, or a violent crime. And we bring cases against the responsible parties and try to obtain money damages for the survivors and for the families.
What are some ways that you differentiate yourself from the competition out there?
Well, to start with, we don't approach the practice of law or representing injured people as a cookie cutter practice, or as I like to say, the practice of law is not a drive-through practice. So we handle a very limited number of cases. We're very selective about the cases we take and give a very very personal approach to it. Each case is handled very thoroughly. We only handle the cases within our field. We are very highly specialized, highly trained. For instance, I'm board certified in civil trial law by the Florida Bar, and we continue to do a lot of work in terms of training other lawyers around the country. I do a lot of lecturing and teaching, writing and authoring and things like that. So that helps differentiate us and certainly makes myself, my staff, my colleagues that work here different, put us, I think, at the forefront of litigation and trial skills, as well as the use of technology in the courtroom and on behalf of our clients.
I'm sure the listener would be curious what experiences led you to become a lawyer and to specialize in the field of personal injury.
Well, it's funny. For some people, they just fall into a particular specialty. Either they got a job in that field, or for some reason, that was just the door that was open. For me, I've just always had a strong feeling that the underdog, the person who didn't have a voice, that didn't have a lot of wealth and power behind them, they deserve the best lawyers, too. And so when I was growing up, my father was an attorney who handled a variety of cases. And I remember he would talk about his cases at the dinner table. And one day he was talking about a case of one of his clients that had completely burned out all of his esophagus and his intestines and stomach, because back then they would recycle the bottles back to the bottling plant for the soda. And they would fill them with a lye or some sort of an acid, and then the bottles would go down a machine, and it would turn them upside down, and that would spray out, and then they'd rinse them, and they would fill them up with soda again. This particular bottle of 7-Up had some cork or something stuck in it, so when they poured the lye out, it didn't pour out. They turn the bottle back over, they fill it up with soda, and it looks like the same thing, and some poor victim took a big swig of this and absolutely was destroyed by it. And I remember thinking, I couldn't have been more than 6 or 7 years old, that those are the kinds of cases I wanted to work on one day. I wanted to represent people who had been innocent victims of a mistake that was made by corporate America. And that led me into where I am today.
That is very interesting. Now, today we are joined by John Elliott Layton, who is the managing partner of Layton Law PA, based in Miami, Florida, specializing in personal injury cases here on Enterprise Radio, working in association with eMiami, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mr. Layton, what are the biggest misconceptions surrounding attorneys, and what do you wish other attorneys and the general population knew about what you do?
I think most people think that lawyers lead this very glamorous life, and it's all very easy, and that that it's like they see on TV or in the movies. And the reality is, we're dealing with real people, real emotions, real losses, real death or injury. I was just meeting with a new client a few weeks ago who was in a horrible motorcycle crash and lost his leg. He's a world-renowned professional, been on TV. And the real world is very different than what you see on TV. We're dealing with the nuts and bolts of the law. And then taking that for an injured person and turning that into a case to bring a legal action against the responsible person or the responsible business, it takes a lot to go from A to Z. To turn that into a case and end up in a courtroom one day, to end up with a recovery after a trial and an appeal and everything else. I think people don't realize how long it takes, how much work is involved, how complex it is, how expensive. It involves a tremendous amount of expenditure of time and money. And in representing victims like we do, we generally handle these cases on a contingency fee. So we are risking our time and our money. And I think that's one thing that people don't really understand. I think the general population certainly doesn't understand it, and many of the attorneys in practice who bill by the hour, they don't think they understand that.
What are some of the biggest lessons that you've learned along the way of getting to where you are today?
Probably listening to my client and understanding what their goal is, where they're coming from. It's very hard as a lawyer to be a good listener sometimes. And I teach lawyers around the country about this, and the first thing I try to explain to them is you need to be a good listener first. We have to communicate down the road, but we have to listen first. And we play a lot of roles, including advisor and counselor to our clients. We're also their advocate in the courtroom, the boardroom, wherever we need to be. And the lessons I've learned are that you listen to people, listen to your clients, and before we form our opinions. Some of the other lessons are, look at our clients or our potential clients before I take a case. I take very few of the cases that are actually referred to me. I look at them very carefully. And one of the things I look at and the lessons I've learned is this somebody who is, that a jury will understand? Will they understand what has happened to this person? Is this something that makes sense? Will I be able to convey this to a jury or an insurance carrier or an arbitrator or whoever it is making a decision? So those are some of the biggest lessons. I could probably write a book on the lessons that I've learned the hard way, but we try to do things the easy way once we've learned a lesson.
Yeah, without a question. In conclusion, if you could provide a tip in closing for other entrepreneurs, that would be great.
Probably the best thing I can tell you is that you need to have a niche and a specialty and something that does differentiate you from everybody else. You can be the very best in whatever field you're in, but if you aren't differentiated, if you're not seen as different, as standing either above the crowd or off to the side as doing something different, you will never achieve your full potential. And so from my perspective, I wanted to really become the best in the field of personal injury and wrongful death. I worked very hard at it, spent a lot of years handling cases, trying cases, but also writing books, writing articles, giving lectures and talks, teaching trial colleges, working with trial consultants, and doing things like that. And so to me, my tip would be differentiating yourself, and there are a million ways of doing it. You can do it by finding a particular niche or specialty, or you can do it as somebody who has, writing in the area, speaking, but being known as the person who's the go-to expert. In my particular field, there are certain areas in my field that where I'm perceived as being the national expert. So those are some things that you want to do in whatever field you're in, whether you're in law, medicine, accounting, or business. For me, you know, I do a lot of work involving crime victims who have been injured or people who have been killed during violent crimes and recovering against businesses that have failed to have adequate security. So after handling and trying some of these cases, I lectured nationally and still do, and I wrote a two-volume textbook on it. And the book has since gone on to become the most widely accepted book in the field. That's one way of differentiating yourself. So any entrepreneur, whether you're a professional, whether you're in any field, can do the same thing. You just have to adapt it to what you're doing.
Splendid advice. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information and to be in contact with you online?
Sure. Well, we're always online at www.leightonlaw.com. We also have a blog, Resort Injury Lawyer blog. I do a lot of resort cases, obviously being in Florida. My main office is in Miami, but I also have an office in Orlando that I'm in once a week. So we do a lot of work for visitors to the state. People come down or injured in theme parks, parasailing, water sports, cruise ships. And so they can always get us online at leightonlaw.com or resortinjurylawyerblog.com.
Very good. Really good to have caught up with you. He is John Elliott Leighton, who is the managing partner of Leighton Law PA, based in Miami, Florida, specializing in personal injury cases. And once again, the website of reference is leightonlaw.com. Mr. Leighton, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio in association with eMiami, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.